CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Hey, this is Rab from Super Troopers, and you're listening to Thunder Geeks on 102.7 FM CILU.
Wait, what's that noise? Whitey Cracker, are those zombies?
Zombies in the studio.
This is our horrorcore song because it's got zombies on it.
Sounds like a horrorcore song.
You know who should get on this track to help us out?
I'm thinking Zealous One and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Heck yeah.
What should we call it, Lars?
I think we should call it Bruce Campbell.
From the cemetery, I'm a terrifying sight, with little bits of bloody flesh stuck to my mind. I will ruin you, reduce you to a puddle where you stand, once I tear into your torso with my cold dead hands. Blood, sweat, and tears from your wounds start spewing. Fill a water bottle, swallow all your bodily fluids. You were nailed to a wall, full of holes like a dartboard. Still think you're hardcore? Bow to your dark lord. Splatter from the axe, turns a blue shirt red. Severed head in a vice inside of my work shed. Dead heads get brains, in heads get chains. I annihilate you, then I violate your remains. You choked and you froze, cause you got so scared. Toss your body in the cellar, I hope you rot down there. You're upon your meat and screams, awful goblins feed. Leave that, but never mind the act, just plead.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic like the jaws like a candle. Four and six for more than you can handle. Get to the Bruce Campbell. Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell. Get on the mic like the jaws like a candle. Four and six for more than you can handle. Take your neck and do the Bruce Campbell. Brains, not the kind that you get in the back of a car at the drive-in, but the kind where you hide in a fear. Laid up in a creaky house where the people shout. Not a living dead and scared. Moon rising, they're surprising every chick with a shirt torn off. Got an axe with the blade worn off. They roam in the shadows, flipping metal, and I'm telling, talking about the zombie stalking. Victims with a stick them up, dead flesh rocking, don't pick them up. On the side of the road to get yourself cold. Become one of them and walk off slow. On the quest for the gray matter, never battled in a mind like mine when the zombies die.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, rock the drum like a candle.
Four and six for more than you can handle.
Back from the dead, got a bullet in my head, and 37 more from the buckshot spread. Suicidal thoughts like frost in your spine. The dragon won't sleep till your soul's all mine. Cut the flesh, blood spiller will entice me. I promise when I carve my name, I'll do it very nicely. Precisely, show your ladies I'm the best at this. I got them screaming for the zealots and the sexorcists. Don't mess with this, you just can't hide. Ain't gonna stop till the knife's inside. Twist to the left, let me see your eyes. Twist to the right, I wanna taste you die. I stalk MCs who are not believers. Make a microphone stand out of both the beamers. I love screamers, so uh-oh, let's go. Give me some sugar, baby, and do the Bruce Campbell.
Jeffrey Dahmer, here's my story. You abhor me, you deplore me. Much too gory, violent glory. But this never would've happened if you hadn't ignored me. You laughed at me in my fat retainer. Now your son's dew is frozen in my refrigerator. You just said hello when I passed in the hall. I wouldn't be snacking on your dead worker at all. It's just another day at the Ambassador Hotel. Milwaukee's best travel buyer, pleasing yourself. Shrunken head, severed limbs, I'm mad belligerent. Murderous cannibal, far from innocent. The Dahmer dinner party is the best, it's true. And everywhere
I go. I'll take a part of you. There's a key downstairs and your name's on it. I'll get the stains out. You bring the comet.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Take your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Take your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
Thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunder Geeks are live. Hello, Thundarians. You're listening to 102.7 FM ZIL Hugh. Around the world at LURadio.ca or streaming live at facebook.com/thundergeekspeak. That was Do the Bruce Campbell featuring YT Cracker and Zealous One by MC Lars and Schaefer the Dark Lord. And I'm Andrew.
I'm Rob.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Kyle.
And we're your Thunder Geeks. Welcome again to another very special episode, of course, guys. If this is your first time tuning in, hi, we're your Thunder Geeks. Each week we like to get together, talk about the nerdy stuff we've been up to this week, what's going on in our community, just trying to make you laugh for an hour and a half.
Easy there, Micro Machines guy. I'm sure he has a real name, but it's the Micro Machines guy.
I'm just pumped up because
I thought it was Mighty Machines.
No, it's Micro Machines.
No, is Mighty Machines is something different. Micro Machines is the really tiny one where it had commercials that spoke really fast. Like, it's Micro Machines, yeah, you have to get Micro Machines, and it's really good. And you know what? You can probably bet that guy to a bad rap beat, and it'll be really dope. Like, when you take auctioneers and you go boom,
boom, boom, boom,
and it's like, hey, one, two, three, four, five.
But then, like, a Guinness record holder for a long time.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Him and Eminem should do a collaboration.
Please.
The entire track's just like 30 seconds long, but it's like all of Shakespeare.
guess what day it is, guys?
Is it doing the Bruce Campbell day? Because I want to do the Bruce Campbell. Do you want to do the Bruce Campbell? And what doing the Bruce Campbell is? Wash your hands!
Wash your hands.
Oh, no. Bruce Campbell is slamming
all one of them. The other hand gets to be a chainsaw, but you got to wash your one hand.
With a chainsaw. Hand.
Yes, because that will solve our... If everyone has one chainsaw hand, social distancing is like instantly
easier.
Enacting. Because like everyone will want to be at least a chainsaw distance away.
Everyone will be buzzed. You know how many people would be terrified of themselves and, like, wake up with, like, one leg missing because their chainsaw went off in the middle of the night?
Hey, chainsaws are not that easy to turn on, and I know it.
You have to be very strong and affirmative and be able to assert yourself upon the chainsaw to bring it to power. It is a long commitment...
Okay.
That takes dedication and responsibility for your chainsaw hand.
It's the Ides of March, okay?
What's that?
What?
Is that the
what?
Caesar thing?
Nerd!
The Caesar
that,
thing,
is that
yes.
when he stabbed him?
Yes.
Who cares?
So is this when we stabbed Andrew?
Julius Caesar? Ah, no, that's Jon Snow.
Got stabbed
you're right, you're
27
right.
times, you guys.
There we go.
Beware the Ides
in a row?
Wait, was that 10 or 11?
I didn't count. I was just enjoying it.
I'm pretty sure it was 27 times.
It was 27 times.
In the Rotundra. Hysteria. They did a song where Julius Caesar... It's a song about Caesar getting stabbed in the back.
Okay.
And Rotundra is another word.
That sounds like a Godzilla villain.
Rotundra right? reminds me of like the tundra, the Canadian tundra. And then it makes me think of those like Canadian commercials that we have, the wilderness ones.
Like the house
don't you remember the wilderness commercials?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, the Canadian wilderness. And then it's like the tundra.
David Suzuki's still doing stuff like that.
Wild.
Yeah.
So is David Attenborough.
I love David Attenborough. Oh, gosh.
So true story. When I was a kid, I always thought the Suzuki snowmobiles were owned by David Suzuki.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, you can kind of see my point of view as a kid.
It's yes.
Did you think that his environmentalism was just one big guilt trip where he felt so bad for making a successful motorcycle that he dedicated his life to stopping him?
BP no. oil. We're sorry.
I always thought that's how he just managed to fund his shows because nobody watched his shows. That's what I thought as a kid.
Hey, it's an effective sleep aid.
Yeah.
It's like David Attenborough. He's just really good.
Dude, when I had food poisoning last week, I fell asleep to the same documentary narrated by David Suzuki like 4 times.
That's...
I did watch the whole thing.
Thank you, David Suzuki.
Yeah. Hey, sleeping with food poisoning is very hard.
So what did Megan do at the top of the show? Because I missed it. So,
my plague mask.
She's... Oh.
At the top of the show, I was trying to talk about the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah, with Julius Caesar.
With Julius Caesar, yeah. He so got what, stabbed like
27 times.
27 times.
In a row.
Straight up, someone, a bunch of people were like, ah, ah.
Somebody made a sharp decision and went into his back.
Gotta practice my stabbing. And then they Roberto'd him, like, ah, ah, ah.
Why does this matter now, though?
Because it's March.
It's the anniversary
15th.
Of his death.
It's March 15th. So? It's the Ides of March. It's supposed to be a very unlucky day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every day is unlucky right now.
I'm super lucky.
It's like, oh, Friday the 13th just happened. And everyone's like, ooh, it's supposed to be all, like, spooky and, like, bad luck and stuff. No.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was.
It turns out it was. It's, you know what? It's bad luck and just being around anyone right now.
No. Good luck.
Day.
But Pi Day.
Pi Day was yesterday, and that's just generally, like, I don't even like pie. I just like Pi Day.
Pie.
True story. In my family, it's a lucky day because that's the day my dad immigrated to Canada on Friday 13th.
Whack.
Wow.
So for us, it's always just been a really good day. Everyone else is like, oh, do this and prepare. And we're like, no, we got the luck.
Do you have
immigration day? Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what we should do? Go camping. I know these nice cabins by Crystal Lake. It's fantastic. We will go there. Choo-choo, ha-ha, good to go.
Is terrible.
I know, because I don't even know how to do a Polish accent.
It's like,
I just know it's loud and yelling.
It's like Russian accent.
But less angry. Like,
Not
angry.
I make that differ.
Say we're loud but angry in Polish.
Yeah, loud but angry in Polish.
Nick Washington is with.
What about Nick Schwartz?
Okay. Nick. What was the words again you wanted me to translate again? Not angry, not loud?
Loud and
we're
proud.
We're not angry, we're loud.
Minya zwy, Nick Washington.
That sounds so angry.
Yeah.
That was good.
Why are you
yelling
at me?
You want loud? Minion!
Okay.
Minion?
Yes.
Anyways,
why did you respond to that?
I had a question. So does your family have any like traditions that they like to practice on Friday the 13th?
No, we just laugh at people who are paranoid.
That's a great tradition.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tradition.
You're superstitious, more like stupid stitches.
I mean, I own a black cat, so if that's, you know, bad, I'm happy.
Don't be superstitious.
Andrew just spontaneously combusts.
Don't be superstitious. Okay.
Okay.
What are your Friday the 13th?
I'm not superstitious.
You're not?
Not at all. No. I actively like breaking bad things. Like, if I spill salt, I'll then throw salt over both of my shoulders.
Always spilling salt, though. It's just you.
No,
you
I'm always
made of it.
No, I'm spilling tea, Megan, and then I add a little salt to the
you
end.
Know those, you know
just
those
to bring out the flavor in the tea leaves.
When people are like, I don't want to do this because it's going to, you know, it might happen. Meanwhile, there's me just like screaming Bloody Mary in a mirror and like hoping that'll happen or like slamming on.
So, Kyle, you are definitely like the Jeremy in our ghost hunting thing where you would be like, ghost, I'ma punch it. Hey, ghost, I'm going to make fun of you to your ghost face.
Ghost face?
Instigated.
Like from Scream.
We were talking about this last week and stuff because you said you were hopefully going to collaborate with Little Nerd Lost on our Paranormal
Little Geek
one.
Lost.
Little Geek Lost, sorry. And then, you see, when you do that, you have to find haunted stuff for us. And then we are going to go try to fight ghosts.
I've already established that. What I'm doing is, and I feel the joke's already coming, but on Wish I ordered a GoPro because I want to, like, mount one to each of us so we can actually do a ghost thing.
Okay.
Because, let's be fair, with our phones, it's usually not the greatest internal storage.
My phone is a potato and the camera's busted.
Exactly. So, if I taped a GoPro to each of you and said, alright, we're going...
How are you going to afford...
$10 each.
Wish. So they're going to be 480p, but we're going to be just go with it.
They're ghost hunter videos. It's always 480.
That actually works in our favor because like if there's like a graphical glitch, we can call it a ghost.
144p, and they're like, look at this, and you're like, what am I looking at?
You can clearly, Kyle, if you zoom and enhance, you can clearly see the outline of the shadow of the broad ghost of Gormandu.
Speaking of this, there was that photo like a couple months ago of like that new Bigfoot photo where it was like a picture of a tree and everybody was like, you can see Bigfoot in this photo. I spent a 40-minute bus ride staring at this photo, like zooming in and like staring at the pixels, and I'm like, why is everybody dumb? I don't understand. Sam Squanch isn't out there.
Okay. So it's like a ghost. So these cameras that we're gonna be wearing is gonna be like a CCTV camera at like, you know, a street crossing that.
I want to go like full on Blair Witch Project. So we'll wait till we're all sick and we have like runny noses, and then we'll mount the camera so it films from like the nostril up, and we'll just film like this.
No,
I mean that's how I am. All
it's gonna be nasal cam.
Also, whilst trying to find somewhere haunted, I discovered something I wish I didn't. Apparently, there is a website that lists and chronicles all of Ontario's abandoned buildings.
I know of this place. I've been a part. There's actually a Facebook group as well where people still actively explore places. I can invite you to it, buddy.
Please, thanks. Because I was thinking we just find the creepiest, spoopiest one of these.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, abandoned mining towns or all shipping towns along the coast there that you have to kind of walk to because the road's grown in on. But it looks cool.
I love having the spooky feeling of, like, you're in an abandoned place and it's super quiet and, like, just nature is there, or it's just, like, you know, these walls and there's, like, dust settling. And it's just quiet.
I showing up the day before and setting up booby traps for you guys so then you'll think there's ghosts.
Got it. So no. I have to go 2 days before to get you.
I've already thought about it, and I'm like I gotta pay somebody to go out there before us and be like standing in the bush in the corner every 2 seconds.
Yes. Well, I think the big thing we're missing here is that we're gonna do this and all the footage is gonna be us making fun of Rob.
Basically.
Yeah, but that's the cool. No, that's the classic of comedy. You have the straight man and then you have the buffoon. It's a classic comedy duo.
So my favorite
None of us part, are the straight man here, Andrew. Don't even lie about that.
My favorite part about that being alone and like a little scared is that fight or flight instinct that comes into your brain. So you'll get those like little
don't got
of,
it.
Like
don't sneak up on Kyle.
Actually, no, I'm 100% liar. You know what? I had the clown. Yeah, no, I completely have fight or flight. Mine's just boom. How do I get out?
Yours is
flight. Kyle is fight.
I turn. I'm like.
Mortal Kombat!
Let's go!
Don't you know, like, what I'm talking about, the feeling in your back where it's, like, a little tingly, but not quite?
Yeah, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of similar, like, when you stare over a high ledge, where it's that kind of, it's that lizard brain feeling tingle in the back of your head, where you're like,
I'm going to die!
I wonder if that's someone's thing, like ASMR, where they just like looking down over really big heights.
Oh, have you not seen those videos?
I have seen
like cranes that are dangling by one arm, and you're like, why?
Oh, you know what? Kyle, you know what? That connects for me. You know, that answers why.
Exactly.
Also, Kyle, you're the adrenaline junkie who sucked on the devil's toe.
Good times.
Multiple times.
POV free running parkour videos. They are insane. They scare me so bad.
What was that game? Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge.
I was thinking Dying Light, but, you know.
Oh, with zombies.
Yeah.
With zombies. Free running with zombies.
Which brings us back to doing the Bruce Campbell. So we all need to, you know, increase our hand washing by reducing our amount of hands by having one chainsaw
hand.
Nope. It's literally increases the amount of decreases the amount of maintenance we need to do by 50%.
Yeah, but you get a cleaner chainsaw.
Yeah, you gotta, like, get replacement chains.
That actually
and, like,
increases
quit.
It.
No, because you're not gonna touch people with your chainsaw, and if you do, well...
Yes, I am!
Then getting sick is the least of their worries.
I want an attachment where it's a safe blade. It only has, like, a soft speed.
It's just all blade with ripcord.
No, it's like, oh, okay,
that's even more
hilarious.
Deadly.
That's amazing. But it's just, like, little squishy nubs.
But here's the thing. You spin anything fast enough, it's deadly. Like, haven't you ever seen those videos of people who, like, put pieces of paper in saw blades and it still cuts wood?
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that.
No, bruh. you can like fold and like harden paper enough to cut wood and.
Or the guys that put the fork on the fan on TikTok.
Various things. Yeah, that was Brandon. That was good times.
Yeah. There's a crazy video of a guy who just puts in like a, not even folded, just a single sheet of paper. And it's not like super thick wood. I think it's like a quarter inch thick, but he like cuts it through it with a sheet of paper because it's spinning so fast. Anything sped fast enough is lethal.
That's your lesson of today.
Used to fling Beyblades at each other's ankles.
Yeah, the good old metal ones that would take chunks of flesh off.
So that's my part two. So to recover the economy, we're going to have the Thunder Bay Thunderdome where we all battle for, you know, fame and fortune with our one-hand chainsaws.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beyblade.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it.
If you want
to
put a rip...
Hold on, I was just excited for a battle dome.
Yeah.
Battle dome.
We call everything Thunder already, so we have the Thunderdome.
I'll get that Plague Doctor mask and go to the top of the arena and be the champion and be like...
Well, you have to earn your championship first.
Oh, yeah, I'll kill people.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how you achieve fame and fortune in the Thunder Bay Thunderdome.
You only win by winning in the gladiatorial arena. The other person has to die.
I think that's an art form. I think you know, the bottom of the art gallery, like the main floor, should just... We'll have all the art up front for, like, all the fancy people, and then we'll have, like it up on stilts and stuff, and then we'll have an open dome in the bottom where people battle with chainsaw hands.
Can we have different arenas?
Yes.
I'd like different...
Because, I mean, we also, like, have, like, that that skate park, so I'd like to see some, you know, sick tricks and extreme chainsaw battling, so, like, you'll do, like, a 1080 nose grind, and then you'll hit people with your chainsaw.
So, Chris... Instead of having two chainsaw hands, do you remember that one movie, Mutant Girl Squad? Where did the chainsaw come from?
We can't talk about that.
That's where your chainsaw should be.
No,
Rob, the point is to increase our cleanliness by reducing the amount of hands we have. Because if I only have one hand to touch my face, then, like, I only have one hand to touch my face instead of two hands to touch my face. Because you know what I have the biggest problem? Not touching my face!
I know! My face is so itchy all the time! I don't understand!
I'm super self-conscious about it now. Thank you! I mean, I know it's the right thing. I should not touch my face, and I should wash my hands before every meal. Like, everything they're telling us, completely true. But now it's made me hyper-aware of how often I touch my face, then touch something else.
Just touch your face with something else. Like, have, you know, like a back scratcher? Have one of those dedicated specifically for scratching.
Can that be our Dragon's Den thing? You know, like your substitute face toucher? Yeah, so, like, we'll just have, like, a little substitute face scratcher.
You know those, like... Slime.
We've created a problem that we can make a solution to.
So that you like, fork? It's like a yo-yo, but it's a sticky hand. Can you use those on your face?
Yeah, just on your face.
No, that wouldn't be like that. Every so often you just hear... And you're like,
oh, gotta get both sides.
Giant sticky grabbers, that's what they're called.
See, I just imagine Andrew, instead of touching his face now, picks up nuggies and just goes,
oh, yeah, that's regular, but that's also why my face itches afterwards, because I have bits of fur.
I would motorboat nuggies. Motorboaterable.
Hey, Rob, do you have access to Twitter? You want to just throw that on Twitter?
Motorboaterable.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
My precious young son, who's so innocent and kind, is motorboatable because he's got some thickums.
Motorboatable
your street.
See, now I don't even remember what I said.
Great googly man.
Motorboatable your boaterable. Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
You can motorboat anything.
It's not merrily. No, excuse me.
Not anything. You can't.
Just put your face in it and go, I can't motorboat.
That's the challenge that I want. So Rob's been trying to think of a game, and she says you can motorboat anything. So that's my question. Will it motorboat?
You were doing this song, and instead of merrily down the stream, you should have just been like, down the stream.
That's you know, rewrites, you know?
You can motorboat just about anything. Okay, if it doesn't have creases already, you have to have two.
You know what I'm
saying? I don't think you can motorboat everything. Like, can you motorboat the CD rack?
Oh. Yes, you can!
Do you guys...
Just you wait.
Do you guys remember Meet the Parents?
Unfortunately.
I'm reminded of that scene where it's like, yeah, you can milk anything that has nipples, and then... what was his name?
Oh, Rob, thanks. That's where you went?
Yeah, because, like, what was the dad's actor?
No, that, no. Rob, you know what? I'm just going to cut you off here. Let's not talk about... Everyone's saying no.
It was actually fun.
It was actually... It was
I'm just
fun
trying to remember
movie.
The actor's name now.
John Stamos.
No. The dad from...
Robert De Niro.
Thank you. Yes, Robert De Niro.
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
Shelley Long.
Who?
Yeah.
What?
He's not that near.
When?
When? Hawaii?
I was still on the motorable thing. I couldn't remember how I pronounced it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's on Twitter.
That's what it is now. It's motorable.
It's motorable.
No motorable.
If you want more fun quotes like this, down please the check out our Twitter.
Oh, life is but a dream.
Ribs.
Look forward to
my 2020 Juno Award.
How many years
for
motorable
featuring
five.
Megan.
Five years.
We'll have you like make raptor noises in the backtrack, so it'll be like.
Could you imagine someone tuning in 5 years later and they're like, "Hi, welcome to Thunder Geeks."
Motorable.
You know what? We are in fact your most motorable show on.
Are we? I don't want to be the most memorable.
The most memorable.
I think a fair reaction to us is
okay. I want this to happen one day. A fan walks up to you, Andrew, and goes, "Andrew, I love you on Thunder Geeks so much."
Please,
yes,
don't make the fan thing to be motorboating.
Yeah, no,
but just Andrew.
No,
just
you know what, okay, Rob. I'm going to shoot that down because we now have to practice social distancing. So we're just going to do a good foot knock. We have to now think of elaborate secret handshakes just by our feet.
Hey, Andrew, high five.
No, that's
not high fiving.
It's going to be low kicks. We're just going to, you know, just go like that.
There is so much stuff in my life.
It's like crisscross applesauce.
Wait,
no, I got it. Give me your foot.
Okay.
Crisscross applesauce.
You like that stream?
There we go.
I'm pretty sure that's the start of a TikTok dance.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes,
probably.
It is.
I mean, it's also like, you know, 90% of like the playground games between like the 70s up to like the early 2000s when they got the internet and stopped talking to each other.
I know how to do a fully safe handshake.
Elbows?
No.
Walk.
It's been proven that dogs don't carry the virus, so pet the dog. And then the dog goes to the friend, and the friend pets the dog as a transferred high five.
Oh, I just want to rub cats together. We each will carry our own kitties around, and then we'll just go, kitty, kitty, kitty.
But have
okay,
the cats
this
been
doesn't
clear?
Work because cats don't like being held for a long period of time. I mean, some of them do. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
man.
Most
so
cats
we have to
are
use
like,
chihuahuas. They're all shaky and creepy.
That's why you get a Kratos. I pet the Kratos, and then Kratos runs up to Kyle and hoofs him in between the legs, and it's
all
good.
I just want to rub fuzzies together. There is nothing cuter than taking two animals and having them cuddle.
A family show.
Just want to rub fuzzies together. Wow. All right, well, that's how we're going to do the handshake from now on. Apparently.
We are not touch fuzzy.
I don't want to get
that's
dizzy.
That's my favorite Super Mario World 2 level. Touch fuzzy, get dizzy.
That's Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, it's Yoshi's Island.
Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
Oh.
I'll drop the mic on the board.
You know what? If everyone just had hobbit feet, we could still rub fuzzies.
Fight me.
I mean...
Andrew, stop shaving your feet.
I got four hairs on my feet.
See? Rob, do you have hair on your feet? Do you have hair on your toes? Do you have hair
know.
On your feet?
Yeah.
Look at them!
No.
I'm wearing socks, so I don't know. And I don't want to take my socks off because they might kill all y'all.
He makes a valid point.
Bro,
I like you guys to a degree. I don't want to kill all of you. Some
Everyone
of you, but not all of you.
Wear fuzzy socks. Like the ones that Alicia gave us every year.
Yeah, we could all
fuzzy
wear
socks.
Fuzzy, but when about summertime, then you'll have really sweaty feet. And they won't be fuzzy anymore. They'll be more soppy. And they'll be rubbing soppies together.
Grass sandals.
Grass sandals.
They're like made of
socks.
No, they.
Socks.
Grass sandals
you
are not
the,
fuzzy.
The last thing that I want to wear.
Grass.
our grass sandals, because she's also like got rocks on them. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want on my feet.
You want to feel like you're walking on Legos all the time?
You ever just Legos. Put shoes on to avoid rocks and instead made your shoes out of rocks?
Megan, I knew you were into rocks, but this is a little
much. This is a little hard to swallow. Rocks, get it, they're hard. Well, we can't touch.
Yeah. Elbow? No, social distancing.
Chainsaw hand. Yeah. That's what I should all do. Okay, okay.
Yeah, we can clink chainsaws.
Okay, put your hand out like this.
No, we need chainsaws for our hands.
Put your hand out. So you just go like, and that's the new handshake, is you put like each other's hands very, very close. It's like a chainsaw, but not.
Y'all with your social distancing and whatnot, I'm going to touch everyone.
And on that note, folks, we are going to go to our first break. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILQ, around the world at luradio.ca, or streaming live at facebook.com/ThunderGeeksSpeak. We're your Thunder Geeks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for something to make your resume stand out? Frontier College can provide you with volunteer opportunities to make your resume look exceptional. Frontier College recruits volunteers to run after-school programs and become literacy tutors for children, youth, and adults. This is a great opportunity to make a difference in your community. Frontier College is seeking volunteers who can commit an hour or two a week to become a volunteer tutor. Please call 807-285-3343 for more info, or email thunderbay@frontiercollege.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Thunder Geeks on 102.7 FM.
It's all in the mind. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach you. I'm sure to beat you. But nevertheless, you get a lesson from teacher. Now kick, punch. Put the punch. Now chop, and block. It's easy, here let me show you progress from rhymes to live shows. I told you, once we get started, no, we just don't stop. Started from the blacktop, now even nerds can sample and soup John and even Franz Ferdinand. Whatever, whenever you want it and got to bring the avalanche, snowman, abominable. Started from the bottom when my name meant nothing. Kept making music, well, it's gotta mean something. Then I kept rising like a phoenix took flight. Now you play the music like every damn night, and it feels right when I'm making that paycheck, humming up a song that I haven't even made yet. Come on now, why don't you follow my words? You don't even need to rehearse. Here we go. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. It's just the magic in the rhythm and the rhyme. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. Do it with me one time, come on, it's live. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. It's just the magic in the rhythm and the rhyme. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. Look inside yourself and find. Sometimes life is kind of like rapper, the rapper a little bit, pushing the buttons whenever the rhythm hits. You learn some lessons at the Kung Fu Dojo, all for sounding funny when you're rapping their solo. Had a war rock, what you knowin' about them? Making the music, up on Skull Crusher Mountain. Secret agent, now the spy is so super. One eye open like I'm Nick Fury Jr. The other eye closed, trying to watch myself. Eating good food, trying to watch my health. Down at club run with my rap friends, no friends. Don't touch the mic, cause these raps is mad potent. So then, I'ma stay home and rock. Fire up the Dreamcast, play Tony Hawk. A freestyle cypher with me and Parappa after the show. And now I'm ready to go, so come on. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. It's just the magic in the rhythm and the rhyme. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. Do it with me one time, come on, it's live. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. It's just the magic in the rhythm and the rhyme. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. Look inside
inside yourself to find. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach ya. I'm sure to beat ya. But nevertheless, together let's up and teach ya. Now kick, punch, and now chop. Hip hop and you just don't stop.
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU. Around the world at luradio.ca or streaming live at facebook.com/ThunderGeeksSpeak. That was Adam Warrock with Kick Punch.
I just had an idea.
Uh-oh.
Well, Kyle's debating what kind of haircut to get.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we leave it to the listeners?
So...
I mean,
Kyle doesn't look good with a shaved head.
Wow.
It doesn't suit you, dude.
That's so rude, Kyle. I think you're beautiful no matter how you look. Because it's not on what on the outside that counts. It's the garbage on the inside. And your garbage is beautiful, Kyle.
You know that Simpsons tire fire that's been going on for like 32 seasons?
Here we go.
I'm at 27.
You know that Jesse McCartney song, Kyle? I want you and your beautiful garbage.
Beautiful
garbage. Gimme. Your garbage, gimme.
Oh, no.
Oh, crank you for being a crank.
She's so good on The Office, by the way.
Oh, I didn't.
This has been all built down to the secret intervention episode.
No, no, wait.
Kyle,
Andrew, I need you to ask me what I've been doing this week.
Kyle,
know what you've been doing this week.
I've been watching a new Netflix show.
No. Oh, okay, so give us the premise of the show, please, Kyle.
So it's a mockumentary about a workplace office.
Oh wow, that's new. It's cutting.
What it's called?
It's called The Office.
Oh wow, I've actually never seen this show.
So this is your intervention.
Does it have like cutaway interviews?
Yeah, there's a lot of talking heads.
Oh, so that gives like different perspective on the situation that's going on, which adds hilarious commentary to it. I think the Muppets did that.
It's on for 9 seasons.
Kyle, have you counted how many times you've gone through this show now?
11.
Are you the reason? I think you're the reason Netflix paid to have it.
So,
what? Okay, so Kyle, you're not the only one. There's a lot of people that have this problem that keep watching The Office and nothing else over and over again.
Yeah.
It's much like Lisa and FFX.
It's so good, though.
Oh, I know.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I keep trolling Rob because I was like, he's at work one day, and I'm like, I'm watching this new Netflix show, man. He's like, what is it? The Office. Then I get him to actually come into my room. I'm like, hey, man, I'm watching this new Netflix show. He looks, it's just Jim. And
Kyle.
He's like,
ah! Kyle, I got a question. Have you ever watched The British Office?
I have.
I think there's other iterations as well.
You should
go see. I think more countries have also done their version of The Office. You should go seek them out. I bet there's like a Bollywood version of The Office.
Find the Russian version.
And it's
when I was just watching it. I'm on season I think 7 or 6 or something like that. But it's when Michael actually leaves and they have to find a new manager, including Ray Romano is one of the candidates that show up, and he just eats a sandwich during his interview. He's just like opens it. He's like. Yeah, I heard this sucked. Adam Sandler, I think, is another one. Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey is another one that shows up there. One of the funny guys.
Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey.
And
then they're not even close.
Will Ferrell's an acting manager for a couple episodes. It's a wild cast.
I am correct. There are several countries that have done their own version of The Office.
Oh, there's the UK.
Which was the OG.
Yeah, so UK is the original one.
Canada.
Apparently
There's a Quebecois version
of The
Office.
I don't want to watch that one.
What's wrong with Quebec, Canada? I was going to say Canada and then caught telling the truth.
French people are great.
But it's Les Papiers.
Great.
Les Papiers Jennings.
The paper.
There's the chili version of The Office. Do you want the chili version of The Office?
Are they a little bit cold?
It's called L'Office, but it's spelled like O-F-I-S.
Okay, so
I want the Czech one.
This is public one.
Czech.
The Czech Republic.
Czech.
The Czech Republic.
Come on, you guys can say my last Finland. Name.
It's just called.
There's no, a Finland one.
There is a Finnish version.
Finland.
I'm so in for the Finn one.
It's called Finland's Kontori. France has one, so do you want the regular
the
French?
Wow. They use in the French one. The guy looks depressed.
Yeah, because he's
That's
French.
France.
Yeah, he's French. He's already
Germany.
Depressed.
The guy looks evil.
Yeah, it's German.
Israel.
Would you like to watch the Israeli version of The Office?
Sweden. They have a Sweden office. Oh,
are they all just the chef?
Oh my god.
That is not Patton Oswalt. You're going to say that, but that is not. That is a Swedish show, Megan. That is not Patton Oswalt.
Is that Patton Oswalt?
I wasn't going to say it was Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
Like, look, they have their own Dwight.
They should all have their own Dwight. Jim, Angela, Creed.
All right, Kyle, there's your challenge.
That one will never take off.
Get them all. Get through them all.
Watch literally all of those versions.
I want you to watch international versions of The Office, especially the Quebecois one.
I'm not watching the
Fine. I vote for the Czech one.
There's good fish in Quebec.
I'm going to say Czech Republic, Swedish, or Germany.
I'm watching the Finn one.
Okay. It's just I'm going, Bekel.
It's the dude. No, it's the dudesons in an office. They're just like slamming it up, lighting stuff on fire.
That would be the greatest season finale where it's just like the normal show, not season finale, series finale, and the dudesons just crash and destroy everything.
Aw, yeah.
Yes, please. Speaking of unhealthy addictions, Kyle, ask me what I've been doing lately.
Have you been watching The Office?
Have you been watching this new Netflix show called The Office?
So I'm not going to lie, when Megan said, speaking of unhealthy additions, my mind went to one joke and I could feel Andrew's tension.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't say it, though. So, Megan, what did you do this week?
So I was playing a game.
The dog doesn't fetch, Megan. The game is garbage.
No.
That's our first question. In this game, is there a dog?
This one is a post-apocalyptic RPG that's set... in the Nevada desert.
Fallout
to Vegas! Oh, I heard that was a new title that was coming out this year.
Oh, man, you know what that would be great to mash up with? Let's have Fallout The Office.
Yes! Oh my gosh! Okay, so anyone just... Okay.
Breathe.
I was going to be like, Dwight already has a shelter and everything. He'll be fine.
So either we make the office people, like the actors, like people in Fallout... we have Fallout characters try to be in the office. We just swap both.
I'm saying you're gonna have an office building, but it's in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. So we need to find them like a new thing to traffic, like cans of rotten tuna.
Gross.
Well, not
gross.
Megan, when you have to eat, you have to eat.
There is an episode where Dwight goes through all of his bomb shelter preparations because every many years they're about to expire.
Uh huh.
So he just like sits there with that big can of tomatoes that's like this. He's like, he's just sucking them back. He's like, what? Food goes bad. And then like him and Jim are sitting there. He's like, yeah, the apocalypse could happen in like 36 days.
Not gonna lie
could happen.
Whole stewed tomatoes are pretty good.
Disgusting.
They don't have skin on them though, bro.
Great. That's how I love them. No skin.
Also a great way for social distancing. Just take off your skin.
Absolutely.
You can't touch people with your skin if you have no skin.
Well, I guess my cannibalism's on pause for a little bit.
I mean,
you gotta be safe. You have to take some precautions.
No, I burn it away.
No, you don't eat the skin. It's like chicken. You peel the skin.
Are you kidding me?
Chicken skin is the best! Are we talking like KFC or just plain
KFC
boiled?
Literally just put out a box of chicken skins you could buy.
You're kidding.
No, it's fried chicken skins that you could just buy. Because people are
That's the
fat.
Hold on.
Okay, but the thing is, you know what the only part of KFC you really want to eat? And that's
nothing, because it's all disgusting.
No, I want to eat the extra crispy chicken skin.
Disgusting.
Yes.
I just want to eat all of it, and I'll leave the greasy, slimy bones for the family. I was going,
disgusting.
What I want is I want crispy chicken skin potato skins. So you make potato skins, but you just put chicken skin on it.
You could do that.
Yes!
Yeah, no,
or
no
you, like,
that's doable.
Shape the chicken skin.
Because you usually put bacon on it, so instead of like doing strips of bacon, you just do fried chicken skins.
Yeah, you do this chicken skins, you mold it into like a shell shape.
And then
I'm gonna vomit.
Put the mashed potato inside that, and then you bake it.
I was just thinking of like making tortilla strips of chicken skin.
Yeah. Okay, so
Megan,
Fallout.
I didn't actually play Fallout this week. I actually did something different for a change.
Huzzah! At least one of you is doing something different.
Hey, I've been doing something different.
You know what? I was watching Lord of the Rings, actually.
And I heard this is a new it came out in January, right? Like 26th,
yeah. Yeah,
I think?
Yeah.
Super, never heard of it.
Super no? Fresh.
No.
Super fresh. It's about two bros that go on vacation.
Okay.
Oh, that's that's like Weekend at Bernie's. Is that is that kind of like the same movie?
Yeah, 100%. Same plot.
Same plot. It's just about, you know, like propping up that guy from Lord of the Rings.
Is that Colin?
I don't know.
Just prop him up.
Okay. If Gandalf was from Thunder Bay, he would wear...
Okay. No. Okay. No. I'm listening to this.
If Gandalf was from Thunder Bay, he would use an extension cord for a belt.
Not where I thought that was going.
Oh, I know where it was going.
If Gandalf was from Thunder Bay...
You shall not pass until you try these extra crispy chicken skins. Now on sale at KFC for $2.99 per box. They're an elf of a good time.
I think they're more expensive than that.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Gosh. But Gandalf is a wizard with sails.
Yes. All right, so... What I actually did this week was I played Beat Saber for the VR.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing we made the post about.
Yes.
See, I remembered this. I'm excited because I love rhythm games, and I've barely played this one.
When I was a young lass living in the small town of Geraldton, my cousin had an Xbox, and on that Xbox, we had a game, little game called Dance Dance Revolution. And we did not have a dance pad. So we, like the scrubs that we are, had to play DDR with
on the
controller. So, you know, like we had to use the arrow buttons and the A and, or the X and the Y, I guess. I don't remember how
you had the up and the left as the D pad, and then you had right and down as the button pad. Because I'm so obnoxious, I've played DDR in every way, including trying to learn songs by playing them on the controller first and then transferring it to my feet.
Oh, okay. See, that is smart. That's actually really, really smart. There's a couple of rhythm games and then after we played like a lot of DDR. I can't remember which years they were.
It doesn't matter.
But the one that we started playing after that, of course, was Guitar Hero.
Yes.
Do you remember what Guitar Hero used to do? The Guitar Hero effect, it was like the Tetris effect, but instead, when you would play Guitar Hero for like prolonged periods of time, if you would look at a wall after, or like a wave,
you would have the scrolling effect.
You would have the scrolling.
Oh, no, totally. The thing is, I used to have this playing DDR as well. I have, how I met like a lot of people in back when I was a teenager was just playing DDR at Ron's, because there was a whole community of us that would just go there like every weekend and just start pumping tokens into this game. I recall one time I had played so long I had not realized I should have cut my big toenail a little better because I was bleeding into my shoe, but I did not realize until I left the arcade and went, oh, my foot like really hurts, and I take off my socks around. I'm like, oh, let's just put that back on and ignore it until I get home.
Oh, it's just all bloody.
I just played till I bled a little bit.
Not going to be doing any rubbing fuzzies today.
I have an infatuation with rhythm games. Not only like did I play DDR religiously, my first rhythm game was, of course, inspired... the song that we played at the top of the hour here, Parappa the Rappa.
Parappa the Rappa. I never had a chance to play Parappa the Rappa.
So good.
I'll bring you over. Actually, no, I need to steal my PlayStation 1 back first.
Yep.
Oh, it's on PlayStation 1?
Yeah, I have Parappa the Rappa and, of course, the underrated sequel, Unjammy Lammy.
See, that's why I never got a chance to play it.
It's a very early rhythm game, and honestly, though I love it, it... The biggest challenge in it is its unresponsiveness, because you have to learn the timing of the buttons. It does not line up perfectly. It is a very early PlayStation game. They didn't really get the load time. Once you get it, it's great. Do I know how to really do good on the end when you get to freestyle somehow? Uh-oh. Yeah, the last level in Parappa, you get to freestyle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How do you even know what to do at that
point? I don't. I just
freestyle.
I just hit a lot of buttons. He goes into the bowl.
Ding, dang, bowl, ding, dang.
Andrew, let's hear your freestyling. Go, rap.
I was doing it in the break. You know, you gotta. I have to have a backbeat. My name is Rob. I got a gob all over my face. I'm soft.
Wow. You turned that into a Burn Against Rob. I'd high five you, but like.
What?
Chainsaw.
I hated that.
We're all just gonna greet each other like Bruce Campbell, like we have chainsaws. Okay. See, someone's gonna come up and do that to us, and we're just gonna stand up going, oh yeah!
Walk away
that.
Like, what was up with that? Oh no!
So I'm curious,
with Beat Saber, yeah. Are the songs original, or are they like more like Rock Band or Guitar Hero was, where they're using like licensed songs?
So these songs are actually an original OST.
Nice.
Because
that's something I miss from like old Konami rhythm games, is they would actually like get, like, they would rather commission artists to make songs, and it would be these pumping Eurobeat songs, and just make me all like sweaty and goodness.
I love your sex tape.
So they have like the quest missions. So you go along, and you can like, this is how you get better at the game, right? Is by playing the missions.
Well, I mean the general like setup of Beat Saber for how you play the rhythm game is you just get two giant laser swords, hey, and you have to swipe blocks.
You're a Jedi.
And dodge. You're playing Anakin Skywalker.
And the blocks are younglings.
The blocks are younglings.
Oh no.
This is called.
Oh.
That was the original name for this game, Order 66.
See, it makes me feel like. We went Anakin Skywalker, and I was like, oh, it makes me feel like Darth Revan, because Darth Revan uses two sabers.
Ah, nice.
And, I mean, they're not red and blue, but they're red and purple, so it's almost close.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're it's pretty close. Anyway.
Any excuse for Megan to say, I'm Darth Revan.
Literally, any excuse for me to do that.
He's canon now.
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay, so yeah, you get two sabers and you're just standing in stationary, and then these blocks come at you and you slice them. What I like about them is sometimes when they're coming towards you, they'll switch places. So you have to like really quickly like fix your judgment, and you have to slice them, right? So sometimes they switch places to like the beat too. So you're like, "Oh!"
Okay, I'd get used to it, but usually I like to turn that on as modifiers, and you know what I never turn on? Modifiers, because I'm not that good. Though, I mean, that does add, like, an error of hardness to it.
Yeah, so, like, these are, like, the challenges, right? And then there's, like, obviously, like, blocks that you can't hit, which are, like, look like big sea mines, you know, don't hit those ones, because if you do, they'll blow up and they'll ruin your score. And then there's, this one I, like, kind of, as well, where it's the arrows in which direction you have to cut the blocks. So you have to cut the blocks in specific directions.
Yeah.
It'll have an arrow showing you which way you have to cut the block. Yeah. So sometimes when they're coming towards you, the arrow will fade. So by that time it gets to you, it's completely gone.
You have to remember where.
You have to remember which way you're cutting. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, I don't know how I would do with that. Like, I'd probably be absolutely fine and, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
But, man.
So if you just play party mode, it just does its thing where it's like super straightforward, obviously, but like the questing and trying to get better at the game, like some of them is like, oh, to complete this thing, you have to get perfect.
Yeah.
And sometimes I cannot, because I was having...
Well, I mean, I assume it's got like difficulty levels too. Like, where are you playing right now?
I'm playing on normal.
That's fine. That's where you start out.
On easy, because I feel like when it's on easy, it's too slow. And
exactly.
I get angry.
Well, the thing is, if... Generally, that's how I want rhythm games to be set up, is if you have a rhythm and you can, you know, follow a basic beat, normal should just be like normal. You can play, get used to the game, and then when you get, you know, super cool hardcore, you can just start waving your hands around like you just don't care. Just go, blah, 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 and just Shinzu Ginzu sword.
I want
to see you like Japanese slice up a fish in the air with laser swords and have it fall, and then the fish fall apart into slats.
Yeah, it's like those anime memes where like they like open and close the sword really fast.
And
you
go,
and then
bah!
It goes, shoom.
Yeah.
It's 2020. I want my laser swords.
See, the problem is that there's a couple
ideas. I don't care
about
the science. I want one. I don't care how you make it work.
You have to have light loop back on itself, and we don't have a good way to bend light on itself. You need a reflector of some sort.
Again, I don't care about the science. Just gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gibby, gibby, gibby.
Yes.
Well, the alternate is what you do to have a laser sword is you have a propellant firing out all the time. It's.
Did you not see the proto saber that was made?
Uh-huh, but didn't that have like a big backing? It was more like the sword.
Proto saber.
It had the battery pack. Yeah, did it have an independent blade though?
It was like super heated.
Okay.
Like its own.
Yeah, it didn't have a blade. It was just hot and cut through everything.
A super heated
piece
of thing that you just like slice through with.
Was it squirting anything out?
Just super heated metal.
Literally just a giant stick that was super heated.
Yeah. Oh, okay, scary. So it still had a stick on it.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So far as we can tell, is you need a filament. So we need to find a more engineerable way to have a collapsible filament.
Plasma cutter.
Engineerable. I'm
just
sure it's a
giant
word.
Giant plasma cutter.
I'd be okay with the proto saber, but I'd probably lose a limb.
So probably.
Did you have like a favorite song from the game so far?
So,
or anyone that's just like, you know, pumping your beats?
I haven't downloaded all like the music packs yet because I'm just trying to play through like the OST right now. I'm just trying to get a feel for the game because the first time I played, I felt a little wheezy after.
That's good. Queasy. That means you're getting, you know, activity.
A little queasy.
Wheezy. Oh.
You always feel wheezy.
Then you need tums for the tum-tums.
Yeah, I just felt like a little
queasy.
And
then you can pour up a pum-pums with your laser sword.
I was super scared that I was going to get, like, a really weird, like, scroll effect. Because, you know, like, that's what happened.
When it's VR, because you're going to have
exactly.
it on your face. Yeah.
I was really worried for a while, because, like, sometimes I just get way too into the Matrix, and I'm very, like, influenced.
So have you ever played a rhythm game so much you have scrolling dreams?
I don't remember.
I don't want to talk about
See,
it.
See, it's been so long since I played DDR that I don't remember if I used to get the scrolling effect from
this
it.
This happened to me for both DDR, Guitar Hero, and then Rock Band, where randomly you would just have like a time where you're sleeping where it's just things scrolling.
Well, that happens to me all the time. I love that face. This guy is scary. Oh my gosh.
Proto Saber.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, the second he turned it on, he went, "This is really hot."
So my favorite song right now, there's like four extras that come with the like when you download the game. One of them is KDA, like Pop Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was super pumped about that. Huh. But the other one is the Crab Rave song.
Welcome to our OST episode. That's gonna win 90 Junos. They're gonna invent new Junos to give us. We're gonna have the acapella Juno.
I was so excited when I saw this. When I pulled it up, I was screwing up so badly because I was like just shaking. I was like, yes!
Like a Polaroid picture?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so I was...
All right.
Shake it.
I was not expecting that because I honestly didn't really know like a whole lot about the OST or I didn't even know that there's a quest mode or anything.
Yeah. The thing is, I like when rhythm games have a sort of single-player campaign of some sort or, like, you know, a campaign of some sort to adjust you to the game because that's what usually gets me, like, associated with it. Like, sure, it's nice to have an unlockable list, but I like to have some sort of quest path.
Yeah.
Because then I will play songs and learn of songs that I would have just skipped over if I'm scrolling through a huge list.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to avoid because, you know, I want to play the songs that were made for this game because a lot of them are, like, they're lit, fam. Like,
yeah.
They're really good songs. And dabs. And if I was just to go straight to the music list, I would probably just skip over them because a lot of them
You would listen to like the 10-second preview and go, eh, and you'd never hear that fire.
Yeah, that's how it happened for me with DDR a little bit until, a lot of the
things that still happens to me with DDR. When I go find a DDR machine, I go play comfortable songs that I know just to have an exercise now rather than what I would do before and just go through each of the songs.
Yeah, I'm still struggling through some of them because I can't get perfects on some. I was having a problem with one of my sabers. I don't know if it was calibrated correctly, but when I would reach over...
Oh, it's the controller, Megan, sure.
Anyways,
no, the force just wasn't strong enough.
I would be standing in the same spot, and when I would swipe the saber, it would just, like, glitch out really hard. And it was still inside the camera, and I was like, what is happening? So I had to recalibrate the controller. It was sucky.
Now, one quick story before we head to break. No, so I used to play DDR a lot with Alicia.
Yes.
Now, Alicia, being the crafty, handy person she did, she looked up online ways to modify those old soft DDR pads that would slide around everywhere.
Oh, yeah, those things.
She got the big wooden...
She built those. So she actually got, like, huge pieces of plywood that were, and, you know, cut them to the size of the DDR pads. Then she would secure the pad to the mat, and then you would wrap around it just wide sheeting that you would use for, like, the entranceway when your boots are coming in, like, the plastic, and staple the whole thing down. And they worked fantastically. So we were able to play, you know, heavy level songs.
Without slipping and sliding.
Because, like, on those pads, you can play, like, you know, a decent amount of songs at a reasonable rate. But if you're into the things that you're doing, like, 16 beats after 16 beats, you just fly up and, you know, wind up on your butthole.
No, we tried to use one of those dance pads, and we just couldn't get used to it.
Yeah.
And it just... We just went back to the controllers after.
I know one of my old friends in town, John Ta. He actually owns an ITG machine, which is
the big one
yeah. Where it's DDR, but it was done by fans and improved, and eventually sued by Konami and stopped. Where you could take a USB stick and upload your own songs into it, and they also
Konami.
Added, you know, things like Mines, which the original Konami games never had, where you had to be on. You had to not be on that pad, or if they do all four, you'd have to jump over them. And it was a lot of fun.
What do they got now? Yu-Gi-Oh?
Thing is, because you could modify the game infinitely, once we had ITG2, the only thing they could release is just like a game with more songs. But since you could take songs created for Stepmania, which was essentially the computer version of DDR, where you'd play on your keyboard, you'd had an infinite... As long as people kept creating songs, we kept playing them.
So, what was it? I tried to play DDR at Ron's, and I just could not get my footing at all. I couldn't press hard enough. I couldn't step, like, in the squares properly. And even when I was stepping on the squares, you had to, like, mash them hard.
That was after us. Sorry.
I hated it. I was like, oh, so jazzed to play DDR on an actual machine. And I just had to stomp on it, and I was like, I hate this.
I'm going
to
have a sketchier story for you guys during the break. So we're going to head to our break here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, of course. You've been listening to 102.7 FM CILU, around the world at luradio.ca, or streaming live at facebook.com/ThunderGeekSpeak, where your Thunder Geeks will be right back.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
This is Vegeta, and you're listening to Thunder Geeks on 102.7 FM.
My heart went pow when you walked in the room. My eyes went boom and my mind went boom. My jaw went clunk and my tongue went slap. I felt a lightning bolt go zap. Your web went thrift and my heart went herk. You reeled me in, my soul went berk. I went pain and you went ween. You had me in captivity.
Big bang wham, bang crush bam. Crash on the storm,
you superhero noise my heart.
Spook a pop zap, boom bam far.
You superhero noise my heart. My tongue went splat, my feet went zoom. All my brain fall down, go boom. My brain went gone, something went sproing.
Boing, yo, 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 yoing. Bam, bam, wham, bang, crush, bam. Crash on the storm,
you superhero, no, it's my heart.
From the blocks, zap,
superhero noise from Wham! Wham! Tank Crush Bam! Crash on the floor! You superhero noise from Wham! Wham! Super Block Zap! Four Bam! Four! You superhero noise from Wham! High Smack! Sucker Pow Wow! Whoosh Thud Bang! Contain! Flap Boom Thug! Boom Black Rock! Ready to Clue! Machoo!
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM. C-I-L-U around the world at LURadio.ca or streaming the video live at facebook.com/ThunderGeeksSpeak. That was Craig and Not Stirred with You Superhero Noised My Heart.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. And yeah, every time he records a new song, he's been sending it to us, and I'm always grateful because he just rocks the house down.
Yes. Yes, he does. Very, very.
And if you enjoy his music, well. I got a chuckle out of his. I don't know if he's added an episode 2 yet, but Ask the Kraken.
Oh, yes.
He's got his Kraken and answers questions.
Oh, that's cool. I love that. I want a little puppet.
You need a raptor.
I need a little raptor.
We need those, like, 1994 Jurassic Park raptor toys on your hand.
The ones that can actually take a chunk out of your flesh when you bit a friend.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just remember.
You should communicate solely through that, all of your emotions, like Jerry used to from Digimon.
Yeah.
You should become Jerry from Digimon, except with the raptor hand.
Okay. But there was that one, like, dinosaur movie, like, actual dinosaur. Do you remember those toys from McDonald's?
Yes, I do.
They used to freak me out.
Oh, man.
I don't know why.
I think that's the new... Oh, no. McDonald's should bring those back, and that could be our new way of social distancing. We will all have raptor hands!
Raptors!
So, I mean, I need you guys to chime in. Chainsaw hand or raptor hands? And,
Raptor? Wait, better than chime in. Kraken, you can totally use this clip for your... show, Ask the Kraken.
Raptor hands
or chainsaw hands? Go!
I think that Kraken could pull off a song just called Raptor Hands. I think that would be
Raptor
a good
hands.
Song. I think that would be awesome.
And he could use a soundbite of Megan's screeches in the background.
There's probably a few.
There's more than a few.
Oh, gosh.
I honestly tried to make a supercut of Megan's raptor noises once. After 3 episodes, I was like, no, this is going to be a 4-hour cut. I quit.
Oh, man, but how much did you get up to? Because if you get up to, like, a minute and a half of Megan just going, ah, I'm happy. That's TikTokable.
That is TikTokable.
But it was just the audio. I didn't have the video because I went from episode 1 thinking about this.
Well, that's all we need is the audio, and we can just make the video. That's how TikTok works.
I was just going to think, let's go back like 10 episodes and make a Thunder Geeks TikTok where it's just every raptor noise Megan makes.
Kraken said that they want one chainsaw hand and one raptor hand.
See, split the difference. See, that's what compromise is all about, and that's the leadership we need in this country.
This is why
we need both. Amazing. Vote for Kraken. Kraken should be our overlord. 21. He is the dark lord of all of us, and we should submit to his will. Thank you.
Also, feel free to use those clips. Basically, anytime we're praising you, just feel free to use it in your own Kraken propaganda.
Praise him.
Praise.
No,
we can't use this praise. This is like a praise that's been done. It's gotta be like
praise, the
praise him.
Ah, praise him.
Praise him.
Wiggly biggly.
How are you, Kyle?
What have you been up to?
He's been watching The Office!
No. Oh, you've been watching The Office?
No.
Okay, so,
No.
Have you watched a new Netflix show?
No.
Please pretend like you've been playing Fallout New Vegas.
have been shooting things. Been shooting
I have
things.
Been shooting things.
Shooting.
Uh huh.
In the Rainbow Six Siege.
Can please talk about The Office.
Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Rainbow Siege Six.
Bit the bullet.
Is that from Tom Clancy?
And
yes, yeah. It is a Tom Clancy.
You played the not Splinter Cell one.
So oh, I've actually played Splinter Cell, but
also Windu.
So newest games I've never played. Tom Clancy.
How dare you? That is blasphemy.
Not a one of them.
Rainbow Six Siege is more of a 5v5.
Tactical shooter.
Tactical, like, okay. So you know how I play a lot of League of Legends where it's you, your team, versus another five people to kill, like, the enemy base or whatever?
Isn't this just called deathmatch?
No, because there's different objectives.
There are actual objectives
there's
in
like,
the
there's
game
There's, like, securing hostages, disabling the bomb.
So, like, capture
Secure
the flag?
The
yeah, basically,
yeah?
capture
Could
the
be.
Flag.
But you, call, blue. But you call it different things?
Because there's different things.
Cool.
Like, defusing the bomb sucks.
Yeah, that's why we don't do it.
Defuse!
That's why we don't do that. Instead,
defuse
you just shoot
the
people.
Hostage.
Cut the red wire.
And, so, like, the big draw about this is there's, I guess, 27 now.
There is
it's, like,
27 attackers and 27 defenders, all individual characters with, like, different skills and loadouts and different things that you can do, like, character classes.
We just got the Kool-Aid, man.
Is there a healer?
Yes,
yeah.
Doc.
There is.
Doc.
Sweet, I want to be a heel slut.
Doc and Finca on attack.
We just, as Chris said, got the Kool-Aid Man, whose ability is to literally plow through walls.
Okay,
literally.
I have to interrupt your conversation, because we actually had a conversation just recently about the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, I saw the meme.
I know, but the thing too. Is, I went and did the research, and I have the answer to it, because we saw, is the Kool-Aid Man the jug or the juice?
It's the juice inside.
No, it is not because they actually had a Kool-Aid commercial with the Kool-Aid Man in the morning filled with water, opens up his selection of Kool-Aid and pours the Kool-Aid powder into himself. He is in fact a jug man
Excuse
who
me?
Chooses to
Nuh-uh.
Be the Kool-Aid Man.
Women put on makeup in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid could just be his makeup.
And I don't call them the makeup woman.
Or
that's
clothes.
A choice for them if they want to be
I
a beauty
call them
guru.
The makeup women.
That's only if they want to be a beauty guru, just like the Kool-Aid Man wants to be a Kool-Aid Man, but jug mans are still valid mans.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Are you telling me that there is an entire race of sentient water jugs that have smiley faces on them, and
uh-huh.
then this one guy... This one man
chooses.
Sorry.
This one man chooses.
Chooses
to rise above
he's
the rest
like, I'm Kool-Aid now,
and to be the
water.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
He can also jump. The Kool-Aid Man in Rainbow Six. He also has a vertical jump. There's holes in the
Does
floor.
Does he break through walls?
And then you can burn.
He
yes.
is the only character that's got mad ups.
Yeah, he can.
Mad ups. He's the only one that can jump. No one else can.
And he's on the fence.
And he just got released.
It's very annoying. That nobody else can jump.
Kyle, who was the first operator you picked?
Recruit.
Recruit.
Frost?
Frost.
Yeah.
Frost is a Canadian operator from Vancouver.
I don't know. I don't know where they're from. I just know she's Canadian.
Yeah, she's a Canadian
Megan
operator.
Knows the lore.
She came out with
Buck. Like pew, pew, pew.
I shoot things.
I like playing with people. That's nice.
I don't kill people. Nuh-uh.
I kill people.
Guns don't kill people.
Nuh-uh.
I kill people. Ch-ch. With guns. Pow. Like
I
that?
Can't
Is
believe
that
we got
game?
That in stereo.
That's the game.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's
or,
that's
or
the
random
game.
Things. There's like traps
fact.
And stuff.
CanCon.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
Because
yeah,
like certain well. Characters like Capcan, which is like one of the first ones I bought with their little tickety thingies, can like drill traps into the doorways and windows.
Capcan is a Russian operator who loves traps.
Oh, I love trips.
So when you buy your character, they all start with an intro video.
Ah, yes.
And, yeah, you get the, like...
Must be like Putin.
Balalaika,
or strong.
Whatever they're called. The what? Instrument, their little balalaika
yeah.
instruments.
Laika.
Yeah.
That's
the, literally
the
same thing.
I like
that. Like, that starts playing, and you just see him, like, blowing people up behind a glass window, and he's like, hey. I was like, cool, I'm in. I'll play this.
So far, you've played two characters that use traps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has little explosives that he drills to door frames, and if you
and
enter,
windows.
You get blown up.
It's like slamming a claymore into the wall. But
it's
more
bad.
Precise.
It's So who have you been playing the most after Kipkin?
Kipkin.
Ash, probably.
Yeah.
Does he have a chainsaw hand?
Ash has a rocket that you can shoot into their wooden planks and it like explodes through.
Yeah, Kyle.
Breach explosions, screw you.
Ash is a red-headed, red-blooded American operator.
Oh, yeah.
And she blows stuff up.
She also has buck teeth.
She just got a Lara Croft skin.
Oh.
It doesn't look good. No. I don't like it.
Yeah, PS1 era Lara Croft skin, yeah. Actually.
Completed with square boobs?
Nope.
No.
Rob, I mimed that. Rob, when I do this, that means square boobs.
They were like triangular.
Megan had the right hand motions. Yours were still very rounded. Megan at least made it angular.
Oh, okay. Megan, thank you for being more experienced than with boobs.
So probably...
You're welcome.
So probably my favorite part of playing this game is when you're on attack. You get to use these little drones to start with. They're little Hot Wheels things. You get to drive around the house and like search for people, right?
So remember when we said the new guy can jump? He's not the only thing that can jump.
Now, picture if you're on defense, right? You're like setting up the walls and traps and stuff like that. All of a sudden, this little RC car comes flying around the corner. Your objective is to shoot it. Now, I have the most fun in this game just jumping through people and like under their legs to dodge them and like try to park it in the perfect spot because you can use it as a camera after. So like my whole goal in this is to pick like the perfect spot so it'll be like on a bookshelf looking down in the corner because I sat there like climbed the wall and like got there.
Some of his angles have been like really solid actually.
I'm really good at that part. I don't even care.
Oh man, you're MySpacing it up here.
He's also got an MVP a bunch and I'm so proud.
Because I'm the number one player in North America.
I'm going to hate
Rainbow
you.
Six Siege.
I say this.
Really?
He's also ruined.
Actually?
No.
I love how you believe that.
I was offended. Offended me.
Here's two
so
things.
So, like, Kyle's good at, like, first Hold person, on. But I mean.
Oh, no. Andrew, here's two things you should know about me.
Okay.
One, I am horrible at FPSs.
Same.
Horrible. Like, I've gone my entire life minus Borderlands and like two other games.
That's third person shooter and I can do that too. I'm great with squids, not with shooty.
So yeah. And the other thing is like I'm real bad at communicating in team games with people I don't know.
Okay, that's on you. That's completely on you.
It's so easy.
Worse. He muted TeamSpeak.
I immediately started and went all ally chat off. Gone.
Kyle.
Don't care. I don't want to hear from you. You're all 12 years old. You suck. I hate it. I've played League of Legends for 10 years. You know what the crap I've seen? You know what I've heard from these 12-year-old children?
Yeah. You know, teamwork, Kyle.
Teamwork
makes the dream work. No wonder you're losing so much. You would be the number one North America player if you learned to play with friends.
Andrew.
No!
You want to hear the best part of how we talk when we play this game?
I'm not sure we can say that on the...
No. This is great. So, Rainbow Six is a Ubisoft game, so it plays through
I'm
Uplay.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So, we load it on Steam, and we talk on Battle.net, which is Blizzard's...
Use the Battle.net launcher for voice, launch it through Steam to go through the Uplay account.
We use three different launchers.
So you can talk with
Chris
through Blizzard's chat instead of talking with your allies to work together.
I'm always in a voice chat with like Mike Alex or whatever, or doing things like that. The second any other person hops into voice chat, I'm immediately like, don't care, I'm out. Because it's happened in Warcraft where people like hop in and it'll be like, hi, I'm Mike's friend. And I'm like, don't care, gone.
You are the worst.
It's like, I'm your main tank for today. And I'm like, cool, I don't need to listen to you. I'm better than you.
Huh, see, the thing is, I usually play support characters, so I need to communicate a lot.
So you'd be like Docker Finka in Siege. Cause
Finka is a Russian operator.
Oh, I like Russian.
She came out with the plague pack.
Yeah, the biohazard, like, weird survival pack.
Oh, one in the Finka, two in the Stinka.
I want the lion.
So many people make those jokes.
She has a cool scar on her face, because I think she got in a fight with Capcan? No.
Probably? I don't know.
She got into a fight with one of the Russian boys.
Real talk, you know more about the lore about this game than I do. I just like to shoot things.
She got a base cut, and now she got a cool scar. Yeah, she's really cool. I like her a lot.
Nice.
Currently saving my tickets for Lion.
You're not going to get glass?
Leon! It's Leon!
No, it's Lion.
It's literally L-I-O-N.
I know,
it's Lion.
But with, they're a French
no,
operator.
There's Lion. There's no tiddlywink or whatever they want to call their stupid language above the thing. I don't care.
There's no tiddlywink.
There's no tiddlywink or your stupid language thing up there. Learn English. But,
Paint, yeah.
So
it's called an accent.
Yeah, so the accent.
Your little tiddlywinks.
Your little tiddlywink things that you want to put on. You want to put on. You'll learn English if you want to put your little tiddlywinks on the top of your eyes and stuff like that.
I
want to
put fives with no line.
L-I-O-N, Lion.
Okay.
He's a tamer.
Lion liquors are terrible. I want Cookie Cat.
I'm not 100% up to date with Lion.
Lion.
He was also released with the Outbreak pack, wasn't he?
They're both Biohazard characters.
Uh-oh.
He has a little drone thing that you can, like, spot people with by pressing a button. All they have to do is move.
Is he the one? No, Legion is the one that has the little bomb that explodes with all the needles?
Yeah.
His goo bombs.
His goo bombs.
Goo bombs.
They're invisible.
Yeah.
Like most viruses.
You poop them all over the thing, and all of a sudden people... Yep, the other people have to, like, pull the needle out of their... character
literally
they have to stop and pull it out.
One of the traps you can set up is just barbed wire, sorry, not barbed wire, razor wire.
I prefer I like barbed wire. And
there's also
wire.
Like spike traps somebody can do. She just throws it on the ground and goes ba-doop 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 ba-doop.
Oh yeah,
I don't remember her name. I just,
what does she look like?
I don't know, she came out with the guy who could take over drones.
She looks like Zarya.
Yeah, she kind of looks like Zarya. That helps.
Moss.
That's it.
Yeah, the Australian operator.
Sure.
One of them. She drives a big dump truck.
Shoots down the tire thing and it just like folds out a bunch of spikes all over the place.
No, I forgot. You were playing a lot of Dokkaebi too.
Yeah.
Oh, Dokkaebi, the Korean operator.
Dokkaebi
can hack people's cell phones.
I started by only playing female operator on International Women's Day.
Empowerment.
I was doing the world a favor.
Good.
Oh! I got yelled at for playing a dude one round. I was like, why?
Yeah, he picks a dude. I'm like, bro, come on.
It's International Women's Day.
It wasn't just by you, it was by somebody else on the team.
International Women's Day, bro, come on.
Because I don't mute the whole chat.
Get with you. Chris is like, it's a good thing you're not in general chat. And I'm like, I still don't care.
I still think you're the worst for, like, if I had
Kyle was options. Getting roasted in general chat, I'm just like, oof.
It's because people are stupid.
No, they're all right, Kyle.
No,
Kyle.
No, they're pretty stupid.
No, they're real stupid.
Yeah, but you have to play with your team.
No, you don't.
No, here's the big difference between this and League of Legends.
Uh-huh.
League of Legends, you require those five people to win.
Yeah.
One of them leaves, that's gone. Your game, right? You can feasibly win this entire game by yourself.
You can literally
if
go
you are good enough. People do like 4v1, 5v1,
and still
you
win.
Can win.
Oh.
It's just the more people
with Chris and Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, except in this game, you don't get a reaction time. That is the first thing I learned in this, is you're like,
you gotta
hey,
learn
look,
the
there's
flick.
Move. Gone. Your character, I don't even hear gunshots. And it's like,
this game is very listening oriented. Like, you gotta listen for footsteps.
You
listen for the phone
you
ring.
Want them surround sound headphones
you
on.
You know what else I don't do?
What?
I don't play with sound in most of my games.
Okay. Yeah, so you know what? That one's
no,
on you.
It's on you.
So I have to sit there and I turn up like, oh, this game requires sound.
Yes. One of the interesting things...
Not selling me.
You can put a charge, like a C4 charge, on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when you place it there, it'll make noises. So you'll hear like a little knock, knock, knock.
Or you hear
or a little beep.
Or a little beep.
From it, like
or
the...
Like, yeah.
Beep, beep.
What Fuse's thing. He has like the...
The hockey pucks, yeah.
When he puts it on, you start hearing like this from it cutting out the wall and stuff like that.
I don't like it when you play Ashe.
If you hear those knocks, you can actually shoot the wall and it'll blow up the charge, injuring the people behind it putting that up. So yeah, you really have to listen to the game.
You know what's great?
What?
Playing two Breach characters and Chris is like playing Fuse, goes to put it on the wall or whatever, and I'm just like, Ashe! And I like blow the wall out. He's like, dude, what the hell?
I literally like... I debated just shooting you in the head, but that would have been so bad for my score.
Team killing is a very common thing in this, where people like shoot each other.
Yeah,
because now I've got Chris on the mic. A few days ago, we decided, because a while back we made a bet, but we never agreed what the terms of the bet were.
The rider
I thought
one.
It was that he should eat something.
I think we're changing it a little bit.
We changed it because he couldn't think of anything for me, so we're doing this.
Oh, we could have thought of things.
No.
So many things I'd love to stick
Andrew,
in your mouth, Rob.
Andrew, just hear me out. You're going to love this. The winner gets to pick a picture of the loser and submit it to the Reddit forum Roast Me.
And we have to read the roasts.
No.
Oh, yes, please.
No.
Oh, please, yes.
It's going to be too mean.
Oh, it's going to be
We're not going
to
read
Come to my subreddit, boys.
Oh, you guys are both going to cry.
So we're not going to read any inappropriate ones, but we'll read a couple on air that we think are, like, genuinely funny.
Andrew, I roast myself on the daily. Let's go. Okay, you do, but there's I know there's going to be worse. There's a level of creativity in this that kind of hurts.
Wait, that's why...
Yes.
That's why Chris always eats and cheese, because he's a roasted potato.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here every day.
So, yeah.
Every day.
Chris is either going... well, how many episodes are there left?
Roughly? We're just now 27?
Yeah.
It usually goes up to around, like, 48 to 50 something.
And your bet is if a character is a robot or
the main character.
You think he's a robot?
I think the story's been setting up that he's secretly one of the robots in the show and just doesn't know it. Chris says, nah, that's dumb.
He's not a robot. It's not that it's dumb. It's that they've used that kind of thing so many times where it's just like, oh, yeah, he's also whatever they're fighting.
You guys have so many awkward teenage pictures to submit.
Yep. Oh, I know which one I'm picking. It's the one in Chris's house where he's in his ninja headband and robe.
Oh, God.
You know exactly which one I'm thinking of.
As soon as you said headband, I was like, oh, no.
Sick. That's, hey, again, if you
win. Was the one we have women address?
Oh, yeah. There's probably a couple pictures of me in a dress.
I can't. Yeah. Okay, so here's my problem. Rob is Rob, so any photo would just work.
Yes.
Now I have to pick one.
Oh, I know. That the thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay. You just submit five.
Submit his whole Facebook.
Just submit a portfolio. Like, you can get some, like, you know, wide shots and close shots and side shots and up shots and down shots and snot shots.
No one wants an up shot of Rob. I've just been roasting you a lot today, and I'm sorry about it, but I'm not going to stop.
Hey, man, it's going to be all the sweeter when I win.
You're not.
We still got 20-something episodes. And even you at a few points have gone, oh no, I think they might make him a robot.
It is entirely possible that he might be a robot. But I will stand my ground knowing full well that the movie came out and that he's not a robot.
I'm
27 episodes and we'll see. Now, I do have to wrap up the show here. Guys, I do want to thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, if you want to continue the conversation online, you can do so on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ThunderGeekSpeak. Okay, our final song here. This was recommended by Megan.
It was recommended by...
Totally Megan.
It's 100% Megan. Megan found it. And,
I wish this was me. Like, I wish...
So,
wish.com? Cool.
It's from Lindsay Ray. It's a Doom Rippin' Toyer Pulled Pork Sandwich.
The song I found.
Yeah, no, Megan found it.
No, Megan found it.
70% of it.
Megan's the werewolf.
I did not claim to find this song.
Thank you, Megan, so much.
Yeah, Megan, you rock.
You are the best. This is a fantastic recipe for a pulled pork sandwich. Guys, I'm Andrew.
I'm Rob.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kyle.
And we're your Thunder Geeks. We'll see you next week.
Doomslayer mother flappers, it's time to fork some shirts up! You gotta take a break from all the skull crushing every once in a while! Let's make some ballpark! Shred the meat. What kind of rap is that? Robot.
time.